B-Pod Studios.
Producer Nicole, you've been with our show for 3 years now?
Two and a half years.
And we know that you've been kind of in limbo lately. You've been negotiating your deal and try to get you to stay on. And we have big news on whether or not you're staying or whether you're going.
Listen, this is a business where a lot of people move. Mm-hmm. A lot of people come and go. Our old producer, Victoria, moved on to better things in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Look at our show in general. A lot of people have left here and moved on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, man. I mean, if there's a radio station that wants to pay me more, I'm dumping you guys.
I know. You guys are kind of selling the leave side of it. there's bigger and better things out there. Yeah. Spread your wings. Fly.
And believe me.
I'm kidding. It's with great sadness that I say I'm going to L.A.
Oh, no.
I'm staying here. 3 more years.
All right. Three more years. Congratulations.
Thanks.
By the way, it's not for a lack of interviewing. I just don't think anybody else wanted to take Nicole in. No, I'm joking. We love you.
We're very excited to have you on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks.
You love us that much, you'd stay another 3 years.
I will say, in all seriousness, there was one interview that was had with another show, and I was...
Don't worry, we sabotaged it for you. We heard about it through the grapevine. We made a phone call.
It wasn't the same. It really wasn't the same. And it's like, this is only the second show that I've been with.
It came from Bob and the Showgram in Raleigh. Yeah. A lot of people here might know that show.
Mm-hmm. But there is a chemistry here that I don't think every morning radio show has.
No, you have a lot of shows that are put together and they just perform and they do their show, whereas we actually genuinely like each other for some reason.
Yeah, and I mean, there were points in time where that's how it was in Raleigh. Like the show would end and people would go their separate ways and no conversations would be had until 5:30 the next morning. So there is a sense of family here that's, it's okay sometimes. Sometimes y'all are annoying, but that's family.
Overall, we work together and we're really happy that you're staying. Well, how many more years do we have you?
Three.
Yay.
Nice. Hey, I'm only signed for two. You might outdo me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.